With the non-conference schedule in the books, it's time to move on to Atlantic 10 play. If you were to take a collective look back at the first 11 games of this season, what are some takeaways that you would extract?
Well, I clearly believe we got better. We've developed a system on defense that allows us to change, to extend the court, to show different looks. It's something that we did not do last year, and we feel we've made some real big strides in that area this year.
A few days removed from Hawaii, that was a valuable experience on and off the court, wasn't it?
What a great experience for our program. You know, to see the beautiful island of Hawaii, to spend that amount of time together, to get to Pearl Harbor, to have the ups and downs of a very competitive tournament, it's all part of the process of learning, of getting better, of having a college experience. And I'm sure that our players will treasure this memory for a long, long time.
So on to the Richmond Spiders, a team that has found themselves in a struggle to start the year. They're full of youth, and they certainly have talent. What should we look for from the Spiders?
First, you must look at their schedule. They've played an incredibly challenging schedule, and Chris Mooney has said on a number of occasions he might have scheduled too much of a challenge for his players being so young, but realize that they got some players who were very pivotal parts of their team last year. Quan Four and Buckingham were sensational for them last year, as was Sherrod. So they got three guys who were significant parts of a semifinal team that was in the NIT. I think they're going to come out here with a renewed sense of energy and inspiration, because it is Atlantic 10 play, as most teams do when they turn a page of the non-conference schedule and get into conference play. This sort of a rebirth, and you could see in the first two nights in post-Christmas play throughout the country that teams that had struggled in non-conference play were dominant on their home court in conference play.
So what have you stressed to your guys this short turnaround time between Hawaii and now this game?
Clearly, there's two different sides that we have to show, the attack mentality, but the patient mentality. Richmond plays the matchup zone, and they'll switch sometimes to their man-to-man, and they can invite you into taking quick shots. And if we take quick shots and don't have the patience, then we're playing right into their hands, because bad offense will create bad defense. So we've got to be in the attack mode, but understand that we've got to be selective with our shots.
Couple keys to this game.
Defensively, we have to be connected. We cannot expose ourselves on the arc, on the perimeter, and get beat for backdoor cuts because we don't have people helping inside. We've got to play the tendencies of their players. Some guys are not great shooters, but great drivers. Some guys are great shooters, but not great drivers. So we really got to play their tendencies. On the offensive side, again, it comes back to the attack and patient mentality. They are very good at raking the ball handler. They are very good at getting into the passing lanes. They are very good at reading your eyes. So a simple concept like tough with the ball, hold it tough, catch it, meet it, fake, aggressive. You have to do all of those things, and your standard method of operation in terms of screens is not going to be in effect today. It's going to be sort of a charade of screens, so we're going to have to cut and cut sharply and finish our cuts.
Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared.